Welcome to Off All Day, a show where two guys ask one question and see where it takes them. Listeners are encouraged to keep track of everything we talk about and send us a list of topics. Simply email us at offallday@outlook.com. Make sure the subject line says episode number, topics list. Just use a real number. Whoever sends us the most complete list within the first 7 days of the episode dropping wins a prize. With all that out of the way, I'm Tyler. You can call me T. I don't really care, one way or another.
And now I'm Malcolm. You can call me Mac. I don't really care.
Here's how this works. We're going to ask a question. The questions all come from conversationstartersworld.com. It's an awesome website. It has crazy amount of conversation starting questions, thousands of them. It has a random question generator. We're going to go ahead and hit the random question. We're going to ask it. We're going to set a timer for 1 hour. And that is when you guys start with your topics list, okay? That's when you start keeping track of what we're talking about. And then when that hour's up, pens down, no more topics needed. Are intelligence and happiness tied together in any way? If you are highly intelligent, is it more likely that you'll be more or less happy? I feel like it's kind of a deep question.
What?
I feel like that's kind of a deep
question.
That
is a deep question.
We're going to go ahead and start the timer now. So, does being smart make you happier? Or does being dumb make you happier? I'm not a very smart guy. Pretty happy.
I'm not the smartest guy. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, okay. Question answered, everyone. Pens down, we're done. No, kidding. I don't know. Because, like,
let's think of some smart people when whether they're happy or not.
Okay.
I had a Pikachu backpack.
Nice.
I don't know where it's at. I think it's in the other room, actually.
So, were you a big Pokemon fan then?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, so why have a Pikachu backpack?
Okay, so I'll tell you the story behind it. Since you're so eager. Since you're begging me to tell. No, okay, so...
When they decided that Adult Swim was no longer just for adults, I was like, what are you guys doing? What's the point of this? And anyways, that's how I got into, like, Cowboy Bebop. Do soap operas take, like, summer breaks and hiatuses and stuff? Yeah. No, they just keep going.
They take holiday breaks.
Okay.
Like, 4th of July, there wasn't an episode Thursday.
So what do they do? What does a soap opera do when there's no new show?
What do you mean?
Like, do they just show a rerun? Show last week's episode?
But there's always a new show.
But you just said they take holiday breaks.
Right, so like for the 4th of July, there just wasn't an episode.
Okay, so what did they have? Like, certainly the TV just didn't, like, stop showing stuff. I suppose you guys probably watch it on, like, a streaming service?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I watch it on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, Thursdays wasn't there, and then it just went to Fridays. I don't know what they do on the TV. I don't control it.
The Soviet Union was in its infancy. Robert Goddard became the first rocket man, and the world only existed in black and white. This is a very flowery, I just want to know why. In this bustling time, radio was the bee's knees. On the radio was a series of serials aimed at women aired during the daytime. Dames thought these were the cat's meow. Good lord, this is terribly written. I feel like I should be reading it like in 1920s. Like, dames thought these were the cat's meow and ate up every second of them. The radio networks themselves decided they needed to think up ways to make more clams off these shows. And so came up with the idea of getting more companies to sponsor each episode. Now, these dolls were no dumb Doras, so the radio networks sought to match the advertisement closely with their target audience to get a good response. This campaign hit... I'm done with that voice. this campaign hit on all sixes and made these shows extremely profitable. Someone might listen to it and be like, that hour conversation was not an hour long. Then I gotta say, well, it's because I accidentally made a joke about eating disorders. What do you put on a sandwich?
Meat and cheese.
You go to Subway. What do you order?
Steak and cheese. There you go.
That's the worst sandwich there is.
No, it's not.
I love carrots. Carrots and dip. Mm, I could eat that for a snack. I make that sound too when I... There you go. Time's up, everybody. Hour is up. Pencils down. Because you don't need to keep track of any more topics.